This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
End of Shmois is all about the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan and all the work that went into it. It's interesting that we actually have a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash separately. In the Midbar, it was called the Mishkan. When we came to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Har Habayis, it was called Beis HaMikdash, a different name. In the Midbar Mishkan, in Eretz Yisrael, it's called Mikdash. What is the difference between the Mishkan and the Mikdash? Why is this called Mishkan and this is called Mikdash? Actually, from the Pasuk, it's both are learned from the same word, V'asu li Mikdash. So the Mishkan should be called Mikdash just the way the Beis HaMikdash is called Mikdash. And if you are to say that the Mishkan, is because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Mishkan Ha'edus, V'shachanti, Hashem rests there, resting Mishkan, we find Lashonis language of Mishkan by the Mishkan, but that applies to the Beis HaMikdash as well. So why is this called Mishkan and this called Mikdash? And the truth is the Gemara in Erevin, Dav Beis Amir Aleph, says clearly, Ashkechon Mishkan de Mikri Mikdash, U Mikdash de Ikri Mishkan. So the Gemara already points out that the Mikdash and the Mishkan is the same thing. The Gemara. The Mishkan, Eruv and Daf Yud Gimel, that the Mishkan is called Mikdash and the Mikdash is called Mishkan. So the question must be asked, so why then was the name Mishkan given to the one in the Midbar and Mikdash given to the one that's in Eretz Yisrael? Mishkan, Mikdash. It's both the same pasuk, the same mitzvah, the asli mikdash. It's by the Mishkan it says it. And yet, this is called Mishkan, and this mikdash is the name that's used for the one in the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. So we have to discuss the difference between the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Obviously, if this was called Mishkan, it's for a reason. If this was called Mikdash, it's for a reason. What is the reason? So we're going to have to discuss the difference. The difference between a Mishkan and a Mikdash. I also would like to discuss the difference between the first, second Beis HaMikdash and the third Beis HaMikdash. Because it's interesting, V'asu li Mikdash means to make for me a Mikdash. It's a mitzvah, it's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The Rambam is noli mina mitzvahs, that's not just l'shaita, but it's noig l'dairis. It has to be a mitzvah which is everlasting throughout the generations. So if the Rambam is mina V'asu li Mikdash, it must be that it's mitzvah l'dairis. Mitzvah l'dairis means that when Mashiach comes, it's still going to be a mitzvah. Because taryag mitzvahs are not going to become batel asid lavoi. It's a famous question. The Rambam derived l'gabi the yom tovim. It says that asidim kol ha'moadim li batel, all the yom tovim will become batel. And the Ravid says it's impossible because the Torah can't become batel. Tayag mitzvah is kayim l'dairis, it's kayim l'ad, it remains forever. So even in the Rambam, they explain that it doesn't mean, the Mefarshim say, it doesn't mean that it will become batel, because tayag mitzvah has to be la'olam. And even la'asid, even when Mashiach comes. The Torah is eternal. The Torah will exist even when Mashiach comes, and all the mitzvahs will apply then as well. Now, l'chayr of asuli mikdash, the Ram brings as one of the tayyag, so when Mashiach comes, there'll be the asuli mikdash. And we know that there will be a third base on mikdash. The question is, who's going to build that base on mikdash? So there seems to be a machloikis in the Midrashim, in the Chazalin, Rashi in Sukkah, Midrashim, Tadchumis as well. Some sources, some Mekairis seem to say that we'll build the third base on Mikdash. It has to be that way, because it's a mitzvah. Other sources, other Mekairis seem to say that Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlailam, will build the base on Mikdash. It will come down from Shamayim. You know, Tisha B'Av, we say Nachem. Nachem is the piyut that we add to the Shemayin Esrei by Mincha of Tisha B'Av. And there we say clearly, Ki be'esh hitzata u'be'esh ata osid livnoisa. With fire you burnt it, with fire you will rebuild it. So the implication is pretty clear in the tefillah that who's going to build? The Rebbeinu Shloilam is going to build the third base on Mikdash. Ay, v'asuli Mikdash means that you should make it. So if there's a mitzvah, v'asuli Mikdash, what does it mean that the Rebbeinu Shloilam will build the base on Mikdash? This is a famous question that the Mefarshim ponder about. So we have to understand, how does the v'asuli Mikdash take effect when the Mashiach comes, and the third Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt according to some opinions by the Rebbeinu Shloim. Where is the V'asuli Mikdash? Where is the mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Shloim tells us we should make the Mikdash? Tayag mitzvah is going to be when Mashiach comes, like any other mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs will apply. So how does it work out with the Chazalin and the Mekairis and what we say on the Tefillah of Tisha B'Av that the Rebbeinu Shem will build it? From all this, we have to work on understanding the differences between the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan HaMikdash, that was Yerushalayim, and Binyan HaMikdash, Lasid Lavoi, the third base HaMikdash. What does it mean to Va'asuli Mikdash? V'hareinu b'vinyanoi. V'hareinu means we should see in its rebuilding. So this l'chayra could mean one of two things. V'hareinu, Hashem should show us, means we should be zoicha to the time when, like shechiyanu, v'kimanu, v'giyanu, lazman hazeh, v'hareinu, we should be zoicha at that time to see it. Does it mean that the Rebbeinu Shloim will build it? No. It could mean both things. Either Hashem will build it and we'll be zoicha to see it, but it could also mean that we'll build it and we should be zoichet to see when we rebuild it. But what does it mean, v'samcheinu b'sikunai? And Hashem should make us happy b'sikunai, when it becomes metukan, fixed. What does that mean? So there's a very famous pshat from the Ariel Diskin that he says that the question we just asked is the reason why we say v'samcheinu b'sikunai. Because what are we saying? That the Rebbeinu Shloim will build the third base HaMikdash. But there's a mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. There's a mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. So how could it be that Hashem will build it if we're supposed to build it? And the answer is, the Rebbeinu Shloim will build it, but he'll leave a little bit undone. The Shi'arim, says the Maril Diskin, the gates, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash will be uncompleted by the Shamayim, and we will go and finish it. And that's V'hareinu B'sikunai, and that's going to be considered like we built it. The V'asuli Mikdash the making of the Mikdash will be so that we'll do the Makim Patish. The final blow we'll give to the Mikdash by fixing the doors. And that's what it means, V'hareinu b'vinyonai. We should see that you may be rebuilt it. We're going to go with the pshat that Hashem is going to build it. And we should be zayich to see when Hashem rebuilds it. What are we going to do? V'samcheinu. We'll have the simcha of the mitzvah of doing what? B'tikunai. Completing it. Finishing it. And thus will be mekayim the mitzvah of v'asuli mikdash. Chayr, it's a peller, Rabbi. He said, why should it be that way? The Mishkan, the mitzvah is to build it. The Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is to build it. The third Beis HaMikdash, no, everything will be done from Shemayim. And you'll just have to complete. Why? You have to think, why should it be that way? And I want to tell you something very interesting. Even in the Mishkan, we never completed the Mishkan. It's clear in Chazal, B'yayim Hakim Moshes HaMishkan, on the Pasuk of B'yayim Hakim Moshes HaMishkan, Chazal tells us Moshe couldn't put up the Mishkan. It didn't work. The Arozim, the walls, the poles, it didn't work. He couldn't put it up. He tried to set it up. The Rabbi Yishlam went and completed it and put it up. It's very interesting. So we have an interesting point of building. We didn't actually build it in the completion. What did we do? We brought it to the completion. We set it up that it should be ready to be completed. Who did the Makim B'Patish? The Rabbeinu Shloim. So by the Mishkan, the Rabbeinu Shloim completes when we build. While the third Beis HaMikdash, the opposite.
What is it?
That the Rabbeinu Shloim will do the building, and we'll do the completion. This is an interesting observation that gives us insight to understanding the chilik between the Mishkan, Mikdash, and Mikdash Shlishi. Again, here a boy sign. Where you decorate? Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash 2, and final third Beis HaMikdash is all nichlal. It's all included in the mitzvah of the Asuli Mikdash. Yet this is called Mishkan, and this is called Beis HaMikdash. Why? A second observation. That the Mishkan and the Mikdash too, and then the final, is completely built differently. The Mishkan was built that we did all the work, and the Rabbeinu Shlailam completed it. Because it couldn't stand, the Rabbeinu Shlailam made it stand. The two Bati Mikdash, we did all the work, and we were Mekadosh. We even sanctified it. There's a Din Kiddush. We're going to learn later on in the shir, hopefully today, that avodosoi mechanchosoi, that what's mechanich, what brings the kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash, the avoida, which means the sacrifice, the actual doing of the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is mechanich, the Beis HaMikdash and its kelim. So it's us building and us bringing the kedusha. The third Beis HaMikdash is interesting. That the Rabbi Yishlam is going to do all the building, and we're just going to do the Makim Patish. We're just going to do the final, just to put on its finishing touches. Why? Why should it be that way? Rabbi said, let's understand what a Beis HaMikdash is. What is it? It is clear, it says in the Pasuk, V'asuli Mikdash. It does not say Vasili Beis Mikdash. Nowhere does it say, make me a house. That's Mikdash. Mikdash. Mikdash means, possibly, a place that's holy. The Rambam teaches us, in Ilkhaz Beis HaBechira, that you can be makiv karbonis alpha pishem bayis bono, even if the Beis HaMikdash is not there, even if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. The building is not relevant. You can be makiv a karbon even without the building. Makriv an alpha pishem bayis. Why? Because the place is kadosh. And why is the place kadosh? When they are shechina, v'ashechina ain't a betela. Shechina doesn't become bottle. So the word mikdash doesn't necessarily have to mean a base hamikdash. Mikdash could mean a place that's kadosh. What is that place? So it's true. That place in Yerushalayim was designated. It was the Har HaBayis. But in the Midbar, it wasn't even a designated place. Because the Mishkan, as they were traveling, it traveled with them. So it's not even a place. So where is Mishkan? When we refer to place, and the answer is Vishachanti Bisaicha. That place could be anywhere. That place could be even within the person. Vishachanti Bisaicha. You know, when a person has a lave, a heart, and he walks, tell me, is the heart walking around? No. The person's walking around. And the place, which is kavua, is the lave, is in the body. But you're not going to come and say, hey, look at it, look at his heart, is roaming around the streets. No, his heart is kavua in a place, and that is in the person. The person's walking around. Klal Yisrael moved around in the Midbar. No question about it. So what does the word mikdash mean, a place? And the answer is, within Klal Yisrael, within the Yid, b'shachanti b'soicham. So it doesn't have to be a place, a ground. A place can mean anywhere. A place could be, like the Charedim says, bilvavi mishkan evne. A person could build a mishkan in his heart. It could also be a home. It could be the house of a yid. When he's makdish and there's kedusha to the house, it could be his home. The Ramban, in the beginning of Shmois, explains that Chumash Shmois is about Geula. It's about redemption. Redemption from Mitzrayim. They accepted the Torah. And then the Mishkan. Chozru, says the Rambam. They went back, says the Ramban. They went back El Mailas Avoysom, to the original state of Kedusha that they had when the Ovis were here. That what? That there was Shechina Shoira Ala Aleihem on their tents. Ramban says that it's interesting, the Beis HaMikdash, I guess in simple terms, was a replica. It was a replica of the house of Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv. Read you the Lashon of the Ramban. Bereishis is Sefer Yetzira. What is Shmois? Shmois is about Geula. It's about Geula. When is the Gullus complete and the Geula take effect? Kishiyatsu Mitzrayim still wasn't complete. When does it become complete? When they came to Har Sinai? Yes. But even more so, Mishkan. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashi Shechinasa B'neim, and I quote the words of the Ramban, Os Shavu El Mailas Avoysam. They went back to their lofty status of the Avos, Shehoya Soit Eloiha Alei Ahaleyam. That the Rabbi Yisrael rested on top of their tents. V'heim heim hamerkova. The Oz Nechshu Geulim. That's why Shmois ends with the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan was the house of the Ovis. Just like by the house of the Ovis, the Rebbeinu Shloilem rested, the Shechina. So the Ramban So Mefurish Rabban Rabbi say in the beginning of the Adama Tishmais, Mishkan was to bring back the home of the Avos and Ashra Sashchina that was there. It's interesting, we find that when Rivka was brought into the home by Yitzchak, it says Vayinachim Achar Imoy, that Yitzchak became consoled after his mother. Rashi brings the Chazal that three things returned when Rivka came. Things that were there when the mother Sarah was there. That what? Ner Doluk Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. That the candle, the light lit from Shabbos to Shabbos. Bracha Mitzuyah Be'isa. There was blessing, there was bracha in the Isa, in the dough. And the third thing is that there was Anan Ala Oyel. There was Anan Ala Oyel. The question, why these three things? What's unique? Why do we choose these three things? That this is the oil of sorrow, and this returned when Rivka came. This represents Sarah's tent. So if you look at the Sifse Chachamim, Chacham says that there's Shalish Mitzvahs. A woman has three mitzvahs. What does she have to be? Zahirois, Benida, Bechala, and what's the third one? No. Adlakas Aner. Nida, Chala, Adlakas Aner. So Nida's Kedusha, Hashra Sashchina, Anan Ala Oyel. Chala, Bracha Mitzuyi Be'isa. Adlakas Aner is Ner L'Ner the Shabbos. So those three mitzvahs that Sarah excelled in, because those are the carnal mitzvahs. Those are the shalish mitzvahs that are noshim, are mitzvah, and this is their Torah of mitzvahs. She was unique that she kept it bezehirus. So there was special bracha in those areas of ner, chal, and kedusha. And then when Rivka came, it returned. Abayi, I would like to add a little more to the Sifse Chachamim, or maybe say a little deviation from it, a little different pshat, that actually it's because it was bedoyment to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan we know Ner Maravi was doylik constantly. There was a constant hadlakas Ner in the Mishkan. It was one of the nisim in the Mishkan. Now we had to rekindle maybe daily. So there was a mitzvah, therefore maybe possibly the neiros went out daily. Shabbos, the mitzvah is only Erev Shabbos, the Kovit Shabbos. So therefore it was ner doylik mi Shabbos l'Shabbos. Constant, that's called constant. It only extinguished, or maybe even she extinguished it, because she had to be madlik neiros. But the idea of ner doylik mi Shabbos l'Shabbos is consistency. It was constantly burning. Like the Ner in the Beis HaMikdash. Eish Tomid, Tukar Al HaMizbeach, Lo Yisichbe. There was constant, the fires of the Mikdash, miraculously, kept going. We also know the Lechem Aponim, there was a bracha, a nes in the Lechem Aponim, it was never mufish. It never became stale. Bracha Mitzuyah Be'isa. And the third thing about the Mishkan, the oil, that there was Anan, the Rabbeinu Shloilom was Marish Kinasai, there was an Anan ala oil. That's how the Rabbeinu Shloilom rested on the oil in the Mishkan. So those three components were in the tent, in the home of Sarah, because the home turned into a mini Mishkan. Ner Doiluk Mishabbos L'Shabbos, Bracha Mitzuyah Be'isa, Anan al Hak oil is a replica of what it was in the Mishkan. And actually, as the Ramban tells us, the opposite, the Mishkan was a replica of the home of the Avos, of the home of the forefathers Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This Kiddusha Rabbeisai is Va'asuli Mikdash. Where you sanctify, where you make Kiddusha, the Rabbeinu Shloilom comes and dwells. As the Kotzker Rebbe used to say, Who is the Rabbein Shloilam? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is wherever you don't fatribe him, which means wherever you don't push him and shove him away, you don't make him run away, he's there. Kedusha is Mikdash, a place, I would call it a clay kibul, a place, mukshar, that's capable of accepting the Shekhinah, and that could be the home, and that could be the heart, and that could be the Beis Medrash, and that's why Beis Medrash is called a Mikdash Me'at, it could be anywhere. But actually, when it's the home, it's a replica of what it was like by the Avos. Shabbos, in the Farshim, there's a lot of talk how it is a bechina of Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos in the home is a bechina of Beis HaMikdash. I've spoken to you in the past that it says in the Tzmirois, Oyave Hashem HaMechakim B'Vinyan Ariel, Sisu v'simchu b'yayim ha-shabbos kimekabli matan achliel. What does that mean? Oyave Hashem, those that love Hashem, that mechakim, they await binyan ariel, the Beis HaMikdash. They can be happy with the Shabbos. Why? Because the Shabbos is a me'ain, it's a bechina, it's somewhat of a Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, those that await the Beis HaMikdash could be happy on Shabbos. That's what it means. Oyahave Hashem. It's in the Zmiris that we say Shabbos. Oyahave Hashem HaMechakim B'Vinyan Ariel Sisu V'Simchu B'Yom Shabbos K'Nekablei Matan Achliel. I've spoken to you from Rishonim and Poiskim that a lot of the halachas of the Shabbos table are bedoyimah to the Mikdash. The Neiris, the Menorah, the Challah is the Lechem Aponim. Many have 12 Challahs for that reason, like the Lechem Aponim in the Arizal. See the Sherebes, they take 12 Challahs. Zmiris like the Leviim. Clothing, Big Day Shabbos, like the Big Day Kayin. We've spoken many, many similarities. Basar, Yayin, it's Karbonis and the Sachim. All the different points that were found in the Mikdash, to the point I once told you over that the Maril says, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a table of Shabbos should have four legs. Today they have tables with three legs. Shouldn't have a table with three legs. Why? Or one leg. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash of Shulchan had four legs. So you see clearly the kesher between Shabbos, the meal of Shabbos, and Beis HaMikdash. Okay?
How about Nida, Nida?
Shh. Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. Now I want to show you something interesting based on this Yesod. What is Friday night? Interesting customs that we have. And that is that we greet Malachim. We greet the Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, and the Gemara tells us Malachim are Malava, two of them are Malava, the person from his home. It's interesting, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShalom, Malachi HaShareis, we switch off, we say Malachi HaShareis, and then we say Malachi HaShalom. So we've spoken about it in the past, but many want to say that we're not only talking to those two Malachim, but actually we're talking to all the Malachim. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShareis, Hashareis, all of them. And then we say, Shalom Aleichem, Baruchuni L'Shalom Alachei Hashareis, we're referring to the two. Some want to learn like this. It's brought down in some of the translations of the Siddurim. Malachim? I don't understand. You know, there's a Mefurush that did in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Isai. In Siv Gimel, Meran in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, that when you go to the Beis HaKisei, even though the Gemara says you should say Hiskabdu Mechubadai, which means that we tell those that are Malavos, which are the Malachim, Mechubadai, please forgive me that I'm going into the Beis HaKisei, you wait outside. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we don't say it anymore. Why? We're not holding on the Madrega that we have Malachim following us around. Who has Malachim? We have Malachim following us. Okay, they run away from us. Wait. No Malach wants to hang around with us. He wants to spend the day with us. So Shulchan Aruch, it says, don't fool yourself. There's no Malachim around you. And don't say, Hiskab de Mechubad. You look at the Shari Tshuv, he brings the Shlah, yes, to say it, fine. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we don't say it, and we talk it don't. Most, I never saw them somebody turn around and say, Hiskab de Mechubad. If so, why are we saying Shalom Aleichem Friday night? If we're on the assumption that we're not holding on the Madrega down Malachim following us, so why is it Friday night, Shabbos, when we come to the Shabbos table, do we do believe that Malachim are, maybe we should say Malachim are not following us anymore, we're not holding there. Why are you saying Shalom Aleichem? Who are you talking to? And the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, maybe on a constant basis, we're not really to have Malachim, but Shabbos night, when we come home from shul, obviously every Jew, no matter who he is fit to have Malachim follow him. Is it him? Maybe not. Is it the Shabbos home? Maybe yes. Do you know the Beis Hamikdash was all about Malachim? The Beis Hamikdash was not only about Malachim above, but that Klal Yisrael elevates themselves to be Malachim. That's what the Beis Hamikdash represents. The Mishkan was a sign. The Mishkan was a stamp of status for Klal Yisrael that they are Malachim, that they are angels. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests and dwells in Shemayim among the angels, when he built the Mishkan, he was telling us, you too are elevated to the level of angels. And I could rest and dwell. I could have my Merkava, my Kisei HaKavod with the entire entourage here on this earth. You know how I know this? Chazal told us this. It's the first Das Gein Mibali HaToysis in this week's parasha in the Yikuli Truma. Says the Das Gein Mibali HaToysis, like I told you, is actually more or less the words of a Chazal. That the building of the Mishkan was 40 days after Matan Torah. Says the Das Gein Mibali HaToysis. The Rabbi Yishlam tells us, V'yasuli mikdash. Where should you put it? Shiyasu mishkan. First make a mishkan, obeys kachek adashim. Ubesai chay arayin. Ubesai chay arayin luchais. V'sham tishra shchina. V'yisrael svivai. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is going to be around the mishkan. Kimoy hamalachim. Just like the angels. Toysis. First Baliyat Toysis on this week's parasha. Saviv Kisi HaKovid Ushchina Beinehem V'chein Kasu V'shachanti B'soicham K'moy B'soicham Alachim. I'll rest among you like I rest among the angels. V'alzeh Nemar Elikim Atem Amarti Elikim Atem U'bnei Elim Kulchem. By Matan Torah, the Rabbi Yishlam said, you're not people. You're Elikim. Liyos Shechinasi Beinehem. What does that mean? That you're Elikim, Malachim, that I can put my Shechina. So the Mishkan represents that Klal Yisrael are like Malachim. I once explained, there's a beautiful Tanah Dibei Eliyahu. Tanah Dibei Eliyahu says, it says that when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma, Miyad, right away the Rebbein Shalom said, Yikuli Truma, come, let's go build a Mishkan. And the Mefarshim asked on this Tanah Dibei Eliyahu, what's the connection between Nasa V'Nishman and building of the Mishkan? How are they connected? That one brought on the other, that because they said Nasa V'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, Yikuli Truma. And the answer is, according to this Das Gainim, beautiful. Because the whole idea of the Mishkan is that Klal Yisrael is Malachim. Nasav and Ishma, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the Rabbi Yishlam said, Mi gila rozeh lebonai shemalachi ashores b'shtam shimboi. Oh, Nasav Nish means you're like Malachi Ashares. Come, let's make a Mishkan. Mishkan means you're like the Malach. If you're like the Malachim, right? I can rest among you. That's the connection. Yeah? The connection. The connection between Nasav and Ishma, Mishkan. Mishkan Daskenim says means you're like the Malachim. Interesting. What pasuk does he bring? Elikim Atim Avnei Elin Kulchem. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Pei Beis. That pasuk is referring to, the Gemara tells us clearly, Chazal, that it's from Matan Torah. Rabbi Yishim said it about Matan Torah, Elikim Atim Avnei Elin Kulchem. Mela, the Nasav and Ishma, is the source, the Shoirish, of how and why the Rebbe Yishon put a Mishkan among Klal Yisrael. You know, that's actually the next two words of the Ramban that I quoted you above. The Ramban says that the Mishkan was a replica of the oil. The fact that the oil of the Ovis had the Shekhinah and the Beis HaMikdash Mishkan is a replica of that. What's the next words in the Ramban? The Heim, Heim HaMerkava. That they become the Merkava. They become Hashem's celestial entourage, Hashem's celestial kingdom. So the Mishkan was the Rebbein Shalom resting his Shekhinah like the Merkava. First it was on the oil of the Ovis, and later on it was in the Mishkan among Klal Yisrael that were Kimalachim. And so, we come and we say, Friday night, that the home is a replica of the Mishkan. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asheres, we could discuss the Malachim, even though maybe we, on a daily, weekly basis, on a weekday, don't have the capability of having Malachim around us, but the Shabbos and the Shabbos home brings in, invites those Malachim, because it's a bedoima, it's a bechina of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. I believe this explains something very interesting. I always wondered, why is it that when we ask for a bracha on Shabbos, it's about shalom. Bechuni l'shalom, bless me with shalom, with peace. You know, Baruch Hashem, Svardik Yidin love brachas. And when they come to ask you for a bracha, they say, give me ten brachas. So you give them a bracha. So if you're an Ashkenazish mensch, you give one or two brachas. Bracha, shefa, tzlacha, and you take two words. They're not happy with that. They want a list, a whole laundry list of add this, and say this, and say panasa mitbani mit this. Why then with the malachim, if you got an opportunity for malachim, come to your house, what are you asking for? B'chuni l'shalom, take out the whole list. And panasa, and atzlacha, and what's b'chuni l'shalom? Well, I only shalom, that's it. You know what the answer our boy say is? I'll tell you the answer. Oyster Shalom bim Raimov. Uyasa Shalom Malaynu. How does the Rabbi Shalom make Shalom bim Raimov? And what are we asking that the way he makes Shalom bim Raimov, he should make Shalom amongst us? What do we mean by that? Just say, Rabbi Shalom, you're everything. You could do whatever you want. Why does it have to be Oysa Shalom bin Roimov? Who Yasa Shalom Aleinu? Just say, Rabbi Nishlam, you're Hakol Yachol, you can do whatever you want. Hakol Yachol, you can do whatever you want. Why Oysa Shalom bin Roimov? Who Yasa Shalom Aleinu? How does Rabbi Nishlam make Shalom bin Roimov? How does he do it? And the answer is, he doesn't actively do it. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shloilam is Mashu his Shechina, automatically it's Shalom. when the Rebbeinu Shalom's there, it has to be Shalom. Malachim don't fight. It says clearly, Yom Kippur is a day that we're bedoyim to Malachim. One of the attributes and high points of the day of Yom Kippur, it says it's Yom Asher Ein Bo Kin Hevel Sachrus. There's no jealousy and there's no fighting. We say this about Yom Kippur. It's in the Piyutim that Yom Kippur is a day of no hatred. Klal Yisrael makes up with each other. Meichel Ya, Meichel Yu, Yom Meichel Why? What happened? The day before you hated each other. And the day after you're going to hate each other again. What happened in Yom Kippur? And the Teretz is Yom Kippur is a special day. It's Yom She'ein Bo Kin Hevel Sachrus. Why is there no jealousy, no hatred, no fighting? Because you're like Malachim. What about Malachim? Hashra'as Hashchina, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is clear amongst the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Shechina is evident in front of you, there's no room for fighting. So Oise Shalom Bimraimov, we ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you made Shalom Bimraimov, how? By the fact that you're Mashu Yeshchina, who Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, the same way he should make Shalom amongst us, which means he should dwell and rest among us. How does the Rebbeinu Shalom make Shalom? How is it Oseh Shalom B'Mroimov? And the answer is the fact that he is there. He doesn't have to sit there like a rug making Shalom Bayis, you know. He has his office, and you have to come, and he sits for hours working on Shalom. He doesn't have to do that. The fact that he is, and the fact that he exists, and the fact that there's Hashra'as Hashchina openly, and the Malachim are around him, there just to do his Ratzon, like we will soon see. The idea of a Malach is about Oysi Ritzoinoi, and we'll soon see this has to do with Asa V'Nishma, and we'll soon see this has to do with the Ikuli Truma. It all ties into the idea of Ratzon. We'll soon learn from Rashi that Rashi says, Me'es Kolish Hashi Advenu Liboi Ratzoin Toiv. A Malach is about Oysi Ritzoinoi. And when the Malach does the Ratzon Hashem, there's no room for anger, hatred, and jealousy, and fighting. Because it's all about the Hashem. It's all about the Ratzon Hashem. So, Ois Shalom Bimroimov, Hu Yas Shalom Aleinu. Ois Shalom Bimroimov, Hu Yas Shalom Aleinu. How does he make Shalom? From the fact that he's Mashru Shechinosai. So who Yaseh Shalom Aleinu? The same way he should make Shalom, by being Mashru Shechina. And since Friday night, by the Shabbos table, what are we saying? That it's a replica of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashru Shechinosai, so we ask, Baruchuni L'Shalom. That's why we emphasize the idea of Shalom. Because what we're saying is, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Mashru Shechina here, in the home, at the Shabbos table. In the Zmiris, the piyutim that follow the Shalom Aleichem, we pretty much say this clearly, Adon HaShalom, Melech Shasholim Shaloi, Barcheni BaShalom. That's what we mean, Adon HaShalom, the Master of Shalom. Barcheni Bashalom, because he is Melech Shasholim Shaloi, it's all Shleimus, it's all complete. When the Rebbeinu Shalom is there, it can only be Shalom. That's what we mean, Barcheni Bashalom, because we're trying to say, Rebbeinu Shalom, be Mashre your Shechina in our home at the Shabbos table. That's Barcheni Bashalom. That's why it's all about Shalom, 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 Shalom. That is why it's all about the idea of Shalom. Shabbos, we always say Shabbos Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Why again Shalom? The emphasis on Shalom. It's brought down in the Zohar. Lo'isavaru eish. B'chol moish v'yisechem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. Says the Zohar, you have to be very careful not to make fights. Eish is about fighting. Machloikis, it represents fighting between people. Loisavaru Eish, Shabbos is a time of Shalom. Why? For this same reason that we're explaining, because Shabbos represents Beis HaMikdash, which represents Hashra'as HaShechina, which represents Ois HaShalom B'mroimav. There can't be fighting. And the minute there was Sinas Chinam in the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Rabbi Yishlam couldn't be Masher HaShechina anymore here. I have to leave. This is not it. Because the idea was Merkava. The idea was that the Rabbi Yishlam should have a dwelling place. And the dwelling place has to be Ois HaShalom B'mroimav. So the minute there's no Shalom B'mroimav, it's not Merkava. It can't be like the palace of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So therefore, we have Churban. So Shabbos, which is to bring back Matan Nachliya, HaMechakim B'vinyan Ariel, therefore there's a special emphasis, HaLeisavaru Eish B'chol Meish Veisechem, not to make Machloikis on Shabbos, that Shabbos should be Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. It has to be about Shalom. Nasim V'nishma, if you notice, was said when? It was said also on Shabbos. Hakol Moedim, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. As a matter of fact, in the Zmiris of the day of Shabbos, we clearly say, Yoyna Matzah Voyim Anoyach V'Sham Yanuchu Yigiyei Koyach, that the Yoyna found rest. Also, it says, Ubohu Kulam Bivris Yachad, Nasa V'Nishma Omru Kechad. Nasav and Ishma Shaykh to Shabbos Miris, and the answer is because it happened on Shabbos. That's how many Mefarshim say, because the Rabbeinu Shloilam, I'm sorry, because Klal Yisrael said Nasav and Ishma on the day of Shabbos. So Lechayra Yoyna Matzav Aymanayach is giving you this day in history. There's something in English we call this day in history. What happened on this day? And the answer is Yoyna found rest and Nasav and Ishma. But the way we're explaining, it's a lot deeper. Because the Nasa V'Nishma brought about the Inyan of Ashra'as HaShechina, like the Malachim, the Yikuli Truma, the Mela, the Shabbos, which is a replica of the Binyan HaMishkan. Therefore we say, Nasa V'Nishma, Omru Ke'echot. It's unique, it's special to the Shabbos, to the idea of resting on Shabbos. If you notice that the Mishkan is not Doicha, I'm sorry, Shabbos is not Doicha the Mishkan. Excuse me, the other way around. The Mishkan is not Doicha the Shabbos. That on Shabbos we don't build a Mishkan. Why not? Such a big mitzvah, why not? You know, there's a halach of Isaac b'mitzvah, patah mitzvah. They were in the middle of building the Mishkan. They were in the middle of building the Mishkan. So why wasn't the Mishkan Doicha the Shabbos? And the teretz is, Rabbi Sahi, besides halachically, there's many different ways we could explain it, but in idea, in drush, we could say it's symbolic. It's trying to teach us that the Shabbos takes precedence over the Mishkan, because the idea of Mishkan is Ashra'as HaShechina, so is the Shabbos. The difference is the Mishkan is a place. The Mikdash is a place. The Mishkan is the original intent that it should be in the bayis. It should be in the home. I saw a beautiful var from the Panovich Rav. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai lachso is benoyim Hashem ulevaker becholai. David HaMelech requests from the Rabbeinu Shloilam he should sit in the house of Hashem. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. There was no Beis HaMikdash in David's times. What's he referring to? I should sit in the home of Hashem? There was no Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasha Pshat is, David wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. David was the first one to come and say, now it's time to build a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem stopped him. Shlomo did it. So could be his bakasha was shifty, that I hope. It's a hope, it's a prayer that I should sit b'veis Hashem. He wanted to build the Beis Hashem. So he was asking Shifty Beis Hashem, I hope to sit in the house of Hashem. Or we could say it's referring to the Beis HaMedrash like everybody thinks. Shifty Beis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayei, is a reference to the Beis HaMedrash, which is Beis Hashem. Part of his Yerov said, no. You know the Pshat Shifty Beis Hashem? My home should become Beis Hashem. The Iker Kavona was that the home of a Yid should turn into Beis Hashem, which is really echoed in the words of that Ramban that I told you, that the original Mishkan was the home of the Avos, and the Mishkan was a replica of that home. The Mishkan was a replica of that home. So the original Merkava was Klal Yisrael in their home. Klal Yisrael in their tent. Not necessarily a Beis HaMikdash. There's a very famous Sipurna that learns that had we not done the Egel, we would have never needed a Mishkan. There was no need for a Mishkan. We did the Egel, then turned into it. What's the Pshat? Like this Ramban, it's beautiful. Originally, the Kavana was the home of the Avos, which is our home, our Yiddish home. Matoivu Oyalecho Yaakov Mishkanesecho Yisrael, the home of Klal Yisrael. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. So how did it return El Mailas Avoysam? How did we go back to that? We went back to that with the Mishkan. But the original Kavana, the original plan, was Oyhel Ha'avos, which means the home itself. So Shabbos is bringing back to that Oyhel Ha'avos, the Kedusha, the Ashras Hashchin in the home. And that's the Pshat. Nase v'nishma omru ki echod, which is what we said, that we came to be like Malachim, which led the Yikulich. When did we say? We said it on Shabbos. It was said on Shabbos. It's not just it happened to be, it fell out on Shabbos. It's connected. The Nasa V'Nishma is connected to the Shabbos. And that's why, symbolically, I stress the word symbolically, because halachically there's many avenues on how to explain why Shabbos takes precedence over Mishkan, but symbolically, it's clear in the Mefarshim to teach us this Yesod, that the Shabbos is actually preference over the Mishkan. Because the Shabbos is bringing the Shechin into the home, into the person, into the Mesoichai, the Shechanti Mesoichai. The illusion and the connection to Malachim needs to be further studied. I think we can go a little bit further and show you the connection to the Malachim, Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash, like we spoke in, that once we turned into Malachim, when we said Nasa V'Nishma, the Rebbe Yishim said, okay, here comes the Mishkan, I'll rest among you. You know, it's interesting. In this week's parasha, it says, V'ikuli Truma. Who do you take the Truma from? Me'ez Kalish, Hashem Yidvenu Libay. Maybe open the door, it's getting, it's very hot. Can we open the door, maybe? So the word Yidvenu Libay, what does Yidvenu Libay mean? So Rashi says Yidvenu Libay is a lashon ratzon tov. Lashon nedava, who lashon ratzon tov. So the simple pshat means that you want to give it. Lafuke, being forced, which is a whole talk in the Achronim, forcing, ratzon, you have to, Maybe you could force him because he really does want to give. Ratzon Tov means he should really want to give. It's discussions in the din of Lishma and Kefiah. I believe that we could go a little bit deeper into the words of Rashi in Ratzon. That we don't mean Ratzon as opposed to Kaifa, that you didn't want to give it. Ratzon doesn't have to mean want, but Ratzon can mean will. There's two translations to Ratzon. Ani Rotzeh can mean I want. Ani Rotzeh, I have a lot of will. It's something that I really want. Is it want as opposed to forced? Or is it want? What do you want? What is your Ratzon? What's your Ratzon Pnimi? I want to show you an interesting Ramban. The Ramban in Parashas Vayakel. Says like this. Says in the Pasuk that the Rabbi Shem said that every person, Perik Lamed Hey Pasuk Hey, Chumi Itchem, Truma Lashem, take the Truma. Kol Nediv Libay. Anybody who wants to give. Yivieha, he should bring it Eish Trumas Hashem. So the question is, but that's what the Pasuk in the beginning says. Chumi Itchem Truma Hashem. Kol Nediv Libay. So what's Yivieha, he should bring it, the Trumas Hashem? It's redundant. It's not clear what the Pasuk even wants. What do you want? Just say, take Truma Hashem. The Ramban asks us for a question, and he says a cryptic answer. He says a few words of which the Mefarshim ponder to understand. What are you referring to? What do you mean? Says the Ramban, Valderech Emes, Hu Kama Yivieho Im Truma Hashem. When it says Yivieho Ace, it doesn't mean Ace, the, but im, with. You should bring your truma with the truma Hashem. Again, the past success. Ku mi'itchem truma Hashem. Take truma. Pasuk hey. Kol nediv liboy. Anyone who is donating. Yivieha, he should bring it eis truma Hashem. If someone spoke English like this, you would say he needs to go back to first grade. What kind of sprach is that? What are you saying? Take the truma from every person. He should bring it, the truma of Hashem. Says the Ramban, it doesn't mean he should bring the truma that you just said you're taking. It doesn't mean that. It's something else. You take, you're giving truma, and together with that, im, you should give truma Hashem. You're giving truma, and together with that, you're giving truma. What is that referring to? Says Ramban, it means truma ha'elyoina. The above truma. The lofty truma. There's regular truma, and then there's truma elyoina. Beside, and this is the side of, the yikuli truma. When it says in the pasuk, in the original parsha of truma, the yikuli truma, that's what it's referring to. Ukvar pirashtiv And I've already explained it. Ularabi Seinu. And according to the Chazal, Vatiftach Vatireyu Es Hayeled. What is Es Hayeled? It should say Vatiftach Vatireyeled. By Moshe Rabbeinu, she opened it up and she saw what's S. So we always say S is Larabis. Together with the Yelet, she saw some. You know what she saw, says the Ramban from the Chazal? Gemara Saita Yud Beis on the Bay, Shirasa Imai Shechina. She saw the Shechina with Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the Ramban mean? What does he mean? Again, we're trying to understand Rabbi Sai. Malach. You know, you could say Torah, that Shabbos were like Malach. And it's all words. It's all words. Not saying it. Why? What do I have with Malach? I kam, as they say in Yiddish. I'm kam ben Adam, human being. Halavai, I'd be a person. Forget about a Malach. What does it mean to be Malachim Shabbos? In what reference does Malachim have to do with us on Shabbos? Why have a whole conversation? We, Friday, Malachim, Shabbos. Come on. So we're going to understand, what does it mean, Malach? In what Bechina are we in comparison to the Malachim? So I'm showing you the idea of the Mishkan was connected to Nasa V'Nishma. That the moment we said Nasa V'Nishma, Hashem said, okay, let's make a Mikdash. But notice, don't even say let's make a Mikdash. What does it say? It says V'yikuli Truma. Notice it doesn't say in the Tanya Bel Yahu. Oh, you said Nasa V'Nishma, oh, let's go make a Mishkan V'asuli Mikdash. No, it doesn't say that. What does it say? It says V'yikuli Truma. So I feel, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, that we have to connect the Nasa V'Nishma not to the building of the Mishkan, but actually more to the V'yikuli Truma. What is V'yikuli Truma? Rashi says Me'ez Kol Ish Hashem Yudvenu Liber Ratzin Toiv. It had to be given with a Ratzin Toiv. Donation from a Ratzin Toiv. What does it mean? What is Ratzin Toiv? It means not forced. Not against my will? Maybe. Achrayim discuss it. Or maybe it even means deeper. And I find this in the Ramban himself, who says that with the regular truma, there needed to be truma elyayna. And that's what it means, yivyeha eis truma Hashem. It was regular with truma Hashem. What is that? That's the site of equally truma. What does it mean? And he says, like we find in the Chazal, S means by Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shechina. Does he mean that here too, truma Hashem means with the Shechina? Maybe. Maybe he's connecting it to that. It's not clear. The Mefarshim on that discuss explanation of Ramban have a hard time with this. So I saw Rabbi Avram Guruitz from Gateshead, the Rishiva of Gateshead. He brings the Makar of this Ramban, a Zohar. And when you read the Zohar, it becomes very clear what the Ramban means. The Zohar brings down the Yikuli Truma. A person has a Ratzon, a will to serve Hashem. That Ratzon winds up in the heart. The heart is the king of all the Evarim. From the heart, it spreads to the rest of the body. So the Ratzon of a person, his will, winds up in the heart. That Ratzon goes to the Rabbeinu Shloim, and the Rabbeinu Shloim says, I want to attach myself to that Ratzon. So the Shechina, the resting, the dwelling that Hashem does, is on the Ratzon of the person. It's the Zohar. And he says, the Zohar, that's what it means, K'chu mi'itchen, take from you, meaning a piece of you, Truma Hashem. Pasuk says, K'chu mi'itchem Truma Hashem. It's redundant. Why does it say mi'itchem? And the answer is, we don't want money. The money was just representing the true Ratzah, which is you, which is a piece of your nefesh. Kol hashe yidvenu liboy, like the Mefarshim say, we want the lev. We're not looking for your money. The money represents what's in the lev, if you really want. So you give the money for the Beis HaMikdash. So when Rashi says, Rotzoin toiv, he doesn't mean wanting, I'm willing. Wanting meaning lafuke, forced. It's my rotz and my will to give. Not just heskem, agreeing to give. And that's the truma al-yayna. That's the truma from above. The Rebbeinu Shalom, Yivyeho Trumas Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom attaches himself to my will, and I give you that will that the Rebbeinu Shalom is with. That's called Truma Elyona. That's what it means, Truma Elyona. Now I understand. Nasa v'nishma. It isn't I'll build a Mishkan, because now you're a Malach, and therefore I can have Merkava. It's maybe a little bit more specific. Nasa v'nishma. Now I can have what? The Yikuli Truma. Because what is Yikuli? What does Li mean? You take me. Me. I am the Truma. The Yikuli. Me. I am the Truma. I am the Truma Yoyno. Yiviyahu is Truma as Hashem. The Truma is Hashem himself. My Rotzoin becomes Hashem. My will becomes Hashem. He attaches himself. He dwells on my Ratzon to worship and serve him. The Yikuli, Li, me. How does that come about? When Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, what does Nasa v'nishma mean? Nasa v'nishma means I will have your Ratzon only. My Ratzon means nothing. Nasa, I'll do it. What about what I want? I mean, let me hear what it is. No, it doesn't make a difference. Ritzaynenu, lasis ritzaynecha. That's our will. So your will as a yid is to Rebbeinu Shloilam. It's all Hashem, just like a malach. A malach doesn't have his own will. A malach doesn't have his own will. A malach is only what the Eibishter wants. Ah, the yikuli truma. So you could give will. What will could you give? You can give the will, me, Hashem. If you don't mind, the door again. Habayi say, listen carefully. Again. Till now we would discuss nice Torah. Shabbos is Beis HaMikdash, many say it. The home, Friday night, is Ashuras HaShechina like the Beis HaMikdash, many say it. Klal Yisrael is like Malachim, it's pretty clear in the Chazalim. Now we have to really understand, Lamaisa, what does it mean? What does it mean to be a Malach? You know, I always have a joke. He's a Malach, you know why? B'chal k'menshnisht. We don't mean that. We don't mean that the guy's a malach because he's not a ben adam. We don't mean that. So what does it mean to be a malach? So I explained to you that the Nasa v'nishma brought about the v'yikuli truma. What does that mean? It doesn't say that it brought about the mishkan. It brought about the v'shachanti b'saicham, even though that's what the mashmoyis of the das genim is. That like the merkava. But what is Merkava? Merkava is the Rebbeinu Shalom celestial servants. You know what a celestial servant is? You know what it means to be part of the Merkava? Oisir et Sinai. He stands for one thing. The servant of the master stands for one thing. And that is Rotzoi of the master. To serve the will of the master. So the Malachim are Oisir et Sinai. Klal Yisrael, when they said Nasa v'nishma, they show that they have in it, they have in them, Oisei Ritzoinai, that they could just have the Rabbanu Shalom, not their will. It's not about what they want. That's Migila Rozeh Shemalachei Hashareis. The Malachim do this. That they don't have what want. They don't want anything. All they want is the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's why I explained to you above, there was no kin of Issachar. There's no jealousy by Malachim. Because there's no personal want. They want Hashem. They only want what the Eibishter wants. That's why Yom Kippur, which is supposed to be a day that we're like Malachim, there's like Kinev Loisachros. I explained that to you. Because a Malach is Oyser Itzainai. That's the equally Truma. Because you know what Truma means? My Ratzon. What does it mean, my Ratzon? Ratzon Toiv. You have to give Truma with my Ratzon Toiv. So I show you the Ramban in Parashat Vayakel. The equally. I believe the Ramban is saying Li. I leave. That's the side. That's what he means. Beside the Yikuli. Take me. How do you take me and give it as Truma? Yiviyah. Who? The Pasuk in Vayakel is Yiviyah. Eis Truma Hashem. How do you bring the Truma Hashem himself? How do you Yikuli? How is it Yiviyah Truma Hashem? The Zayar says that when you have Ratzain, the Rabbeinu Shleilam attaches himself to that Ratzain. And that's what it means. Vatiftak Vatireu Es. S is the rabbis, the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So here too, Yiviel Ace is the rabbis, the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Because the Ratzon of the Yehudi is the Rabbeinu Shloilam. You know, it's interesting, there's a Kaisel Hamaravi. The Shoyulam Meshev, from the earlier, you know, Shalos Tshuvas, the Poiskim, they ask, why did the Rabbeinu Shloilam leave a Kaisel Hamaravi? Who needed it? The Rabbeinu Shem is anyway rebuilding the whole base on Mikdash, according to those Shitas. See, so he'll build another wall. Why does he have to leave a wall over there? Elamai, a place we can come down. You don't really need the wall. Actually, the Makam on Mikdash is Kaidish without the wall. Now, the wall itself is not even know if it's such a Makam Kaidish. It's a Shailif, that's part of the where it's Kaidish. Maybe it's a little bit before. If it was Kaidish, you wouldn't be allowed to go there. The Maril Disk, it's a Shailif, it's a whole tumult. What is Kaisel HaMaravi for? Why do we need a Kaisel HaMaravi? Chazal tell us, Me'aylam lo'izaz shechina mi'Kaisel HaMaravi. Why is it that the shechina doesn't leave? Do you mean shechina like Beis HaMikdash shechina? Then you wouldn't be allowed to go there. What shechina are you referring to? What is the Kaisel HaMaravi? So I saw that the Shaila Meisha gives an answer that since the third base HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt B'Nes, and a Nes needs to be Chal on something, a Nes has to be Chal on a Gashmi, on something that's already here in this world. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Shem left the wall, that on that wall we could continue B'Nes, the Rabbeinu Shem could continue B'Nes to rebuild the third base HaMikdash. For some reason, it doesn't take me, this Teretz. It doesn't take me. I would have said a different Teretz. You know, we all know the stories of soldiers and people who are far from Yiddishkeit who've come to the Kaisel HaMaravi and they begin to cry even though they're not religious and they don't know. And when asked why they're crying, they say, I don't know why I'm crying. I'm crying because I don't know why I'm crying. Everybody knows the story. Classic. You know what this story is really saying? That there's a certain ratzon, a certain will within the Yid to want to be Oyved Hashem whether he knows it or not. And that comes through by the Kaisel HaMaravi. The Kaisel HaMaravi brings out a ratzon that the Jew has from within, without even knowing that it's there, without even knowing why it's there. You know what that is? That's the V'shachanti B'soicham of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbeinu Shleilam attaches himself to that Ratzon. I just explained to you from the Zohar that the Ratzon Pnimi of the Yid, the Rabbeinu Shleilam attaches himself, and that's the V'shachanti B'soich Kol Echad V'Echad. So when you come to the wall, that rotzen comes through. That Rabbi Sai is la'olam le'zaz shechina mikais l'amarabi. That's what it means. We make that the Shechina shouldn't go away from the Kais Lamaravi. Because when we come there, it's Ma'orer that we want. It's Ma'orer that we, from within, a certain Pnimius that we are attached to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that we, in Yiddish, not banked. Bank means we mourn the bank is not, we look forward. We miss the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We miss it. Whether or not we understand it, but that's what comes across in the heart of the Yid. The Shechina attaches itself to that. That rots. And that's le'olam lo'izoz Shechina mikais l'amaravi. That wall brings out feelings, hergeshim, of... I'm trying to get the right word in English. Does anybody have a good word for me in English? When a person, Yirzakme is Bengtzach. When I look forward for something and I miss it. Come on, you give me the right word in English. Huh?
You're dying, something you're dying for.
Dying for. It's something that I miss it and I'm looking forward for. I search it. Those feelings of gaguim, that I feel for the Beis Hamikdash and to be close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that is Mashra the Shechina. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam attaches B'soicham to those feelings, and that's Me'olam Lo'izaz Shechina Mikais L'Amarav. And it is from those feelings the third Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. You know, we say, Ki Be'eish Yitzata. What does it mean, be'esh liv noisa? You'll build it with fire. What fire is he referring to?
Fire of Torah.
Which fire? Oh, that's a good question. You know, in the prayer, in Shacharis, we say, in the Shemoneh Esrei, v'ishe Yisrael u'svilasam behero sekabel beratzai. What does ishe Yisrael mean? The fires of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean? We don't have any karbonis today. So this is a question that the Rishonim ask. So there's a Tosis in Menachas Daf Kuf Yud that says the Gemara speaks about how today we don't have Karbonis. So whoever learns the parish of Karbonis is as if he was Magra Karbon. The Gemara continues and says that Michoel Sar HaGadol today is Makriv Karbonis. Makriv Karbonis. Michoel Sar HaGadol is Makriv Karbonis. Says Taisus, who are these Karbonis that he's makriv? Says Taisus, one of two pshata. Either kfos and shalesh, there's sheeps of fire, everything is fire. There's shekel shalesh, menorah shalesh, kvasim shalesh, fire. Whenever we don't have physical, we call it esh. Physical is physical, and esh always represents spiritual. So they're the same way, like there's menorah shalesh. I mean, Taisus doesn't speak it out, but I'm explaining this, what Taisus means. He says there's such a thing called kvasim shalesh, and Michael today is being makir kvasim shalesh. Then Tosis says a second pshat. V'ishe Yisrael. What is he makriv? He's makriv nishmoisehem shal tzadikim. The Shla says that's why we don't say mehera. Because what are we saying mehera? That Hashem should quickly shecht out the tzadikim. If he's makriv nishmoisehem shal tzadikim, and they're karbonis. So what's mehera? But you want all your rabbanim to die, chas v'shalom, you know. Take more tzaddikim, chas v'shalom, right? So we don't say mehera. Some do say mehera. So either it's not going back on the tzaddikim, the Torah brings down, maybe it's going back on the previous. Ritzei Hashem l'kei b'avidosam v'ishe Yisrael, kama, u'tzilosam mehera b'avis kabel b'rotzim, but today we don't have ishe Yisrael. You know, Rabbi Sai, there's a taz about this in Kuf Chaf and Shulchan Aruch. It's a long discussion, if not for the late hour of now. I would say very simple. Nishmoisehem shel tzadikim. It doesn't mean that they die. Nishmoisehem means the mesiras nefesh. Nishmoisehem is the rotzen that they want to be oivet Hashem. They're pure neshamis. Bilvavi mishkan evna. Haredim says, with my heart, a Mishkan I will build. I will take Ner Tamid. What will be the Ner Tamid? Eish HaAkeda. The fire of the Akeda. What is the fire of Akeda? Mesiras Nefesh. Today, we don't have fire of Akeda. Not every generation do we jump into the fires for Kiddushim Shemayim. So what are we referring to when the Haredim says that I will take Eish HaAkeda? And the answer is Mesiras Nefesh. Ratzon, my will, how much effort do I put into it? And what will I be makriv? Nafshi hayichida, meaning mesiras nefesh. So the eish resembles nishmeisem shel tzadikim, ishe Yisrael. What is ishe Yisrael? The fires, like the Chassidus Rebbe would say, eish tamid tukad. I'm sorry, tukad boy, eish tamid tukad boy. In him, in the person, fire, mesiras nefesh. A person needs mesiras nefesh, want, zeal, yeah? Kol asher yidvenu libay, he has to give his heart. That's Isha Yisrael. That's what it means. Ki be'esh yitzata, with fire, you burnt it. But be'esh, ata osid livnoisa, you will build it through esh. Which esh? The Isha Yisrael, the mesiras nefesh, the love. The Chazal tells us clearly, "Kol amisabel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roye b'nechmasa." You will see the nechama. You know why? Because misabel means you have gaguim. You long. What was the word I was looking for? You long for the Beis Hamikdash, for the Ashras Hashchina. When you long and you have gaguim for the Ashras Hashchina, that builds the Beis Hamikdash. That's be'esh. Ata osid livnoisa. The rotzoin is resembled in the esh, in the fire. This is malachim. Malachim have rotzoin, just rotzoin. Just will. They stand for oisi ritzoini, that's all they are. You know what a malach is? Hashem's rotzoin, that's all he is. What Hashem wants is the mitzias of the malach. Klal Yisrael reached that madrega, nasa v'nishma. And therefore, v'yikhuli, they could give from their ratzoin, turns into li truma, that it is me, that it's Ashras Hashchina, and when they come to the Kaisel Amaravi, lo'ilam lo'izah Hashchina, because the ratzoin of Klal Yisrael comes through, the tremendous longing every yid has to reconnect with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Comes through when he reaches the Kaisel HaMaravi, and that's Loizah Shechina Misham, but the Shechina never went away. This is how we build the third Beis HaMikdash, the Asuli Mikdash. The Pasuk says, make a mik, I asked you a question. We're not building, Hashem's going to build it. Yeah, we are building it. You know how we're building it? We're making Mikdash. Mikdash means, it's not the physical, it's not the building. Mikdash means the ability that Hashem could come and rest among us. So the Rabbeinu Shlom is teaching us tremendous lessons. There's a time and a place where there's a Mishkan. And Mishkan means that you put in all the hard work. And I'll come and I'll just dwell there. And that's going to make it. That's what's going to make it happen. Now the Mishkan didn't have a place. So, in essence, the Mishkan represents not a place, but it represents the Besaychai of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, you couldn't put up the Mishkan ever. The Mishkan had to remain just the work of the person. The Mishkan had to remain, you did it. What do you call you did it? You didn't do it, because it can't be put up. But you wanted to do it. You put all the work into it. Va'asuli, not base mikdash. Va'asuli mikdash. You put the work in. I'll come and complete it. That's called doing the Mishkan. The base hamikdash. That already is not you. That already is the place. So Rabbi Yishlam is teaching that the place, you want it in a particular place. You got to build a place. Then it's not you within you anymore. The place, build the place. The third base, Hamikdash, Rabbi Yisrael turns it around and says, I'll do the building. I'll do the building. You'll just do what? The Makkah B'Patish. You know when you give a person the Makkah B'Patish? When you want to give him credit. When you want to show the person that he built it, you tell him, you know what, knock in the last nail. You know who they usually tell that to? The person who they want to dedicate it to. The person who came up with the plan. So what they do is they let that person, the honorable person, to come at the end, and Baruch saying, I might have done all the work physically, but because you wanted, that's how it happened, I'll let you do them. It's called the ribbon cutting. Yes, I see the way you're showing with your finger. The ribbon cutting. You like the idea of the ribbon? You call the mayor to do the ribbon cutting. Did he build it? But you make it say it was his plan, it's on his name. He does the ribbon cutting. The honors. They give him the honors.
Well, sometimes they give him the first honor to show.
Yeah, the same idea. The idea is that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is saying in the third base HaMikdash, I know you want it. You couldn't do it. But it's all about you want it. That's what the Gemara means. Kalaloi made, whenever you learn Hilchas Karbanos Gila Hikrif Karban, how does that work? And the answer might be according to the way we're explaining, because you want. But you can't. So what do you do? At least you're learning the halachas in anticipation. Hoping that it'll come soon. Chafetz Chaim used to learn Kachim. Why? Anticipation. Mashiach's going to come any day. And I have to be maybe a Kayin doing the Avodah. I have to know the halachas. That's Kilo Hikrif Karban. Yeah. When you learn it in anticipation, in longing, that you wish you had the Karbanos. It is in that Gemara that we talk about learning that Lachis is as if you're Makriv in Menachas Kufyuv, that the Gemara says Michael is Makriv, the Neshamas of the Tzadikim. That's where the Gemara says it. What does that mean? The Ratz, the Neshamas of the Tzadikim, that want the inner, the Veshachanti B'Soicham, the Nedivos Halev from the Tzadik, that itself is the Karban. Ule karban akrivloi es nafshi hayechida. Does it mean that literally? I mean, how you makriv your nefesh? You makriv your goof, you can't makriv your nefesh. And the teretz is, you makriv the nefesh. Are you makriv your nefesh, or you makriv your goof? The teretz is, sometimes you makriv the goof, which means makriv the nefesh. And sometimes you makriv the actual nefesh. You give the Eibush to your nefesh, heart and soul. You're giving heart. Kol asher yidvenu, by heart and soul. Rotzoin. That's what Rashi means, Rotzoin toiv. Ashros hashchina attaches itself to that Rotzoin toiv. That is Rabbi Yisai, Mishkan. Mishkan, you don't build a Mishkan. What you do is, you want. You put the work, you put the effort. Mishkan, Rabbi Yisrael rests. He comes and attaches to the Ratzon. You know, there's a pasuk, Ato b'samamecha, Gemara, Ato b'samamecha, v'ani b'samamoni. Which means you do yours and I'll do mine. So Mishkan means the Rabbi Yisrael dwells among us. That's all it is. Then there's something called Beis HaMikdash, where we go and we make the Mikdash, and we makdish the Mikdash. We do all the avoiders of Mikdash. And avoidosim echad chosay. And what gives the Kiddush HaMikdash? The fact that we did it. And then there's a time where we can't do anything, and it's only Ratzon. You see? I want to end with this point to understand. There's a time where there's Mishkan. Mishkan means I put the work in. And the Rabbi Yisrael says, fine, I come to Mashem my Shechina because you put in the effort. Then there's a time where you actually do the completion of it. You build the Mikdash. And you makdish it. And you do the Avodah. And then there's a time where you can't even do even the work for it. But all you have is, like in our times, the ratzon, the longing, the wanting. That's the third base of Kaddish. And all of it is nichlal in the asali mikdash. You do what you can do in ratzon for the Rabbi Nishlam. Depends what the Rabbi Nishlam is teaching us. In the Mishkan, the avodah was to put as much as we could do, to do all the work, to keep on putting in, like it says, 18 times, Kachetiv Hashem Es Moshe. I do what you want, Rabbi Nishlam. Can I complete it? Will it happen? I don't know, that's up to you. Rabbi Nishlam had to come and complete the Mishkan. It didn't stand by itself. After all the work, then there's a time where in the Mikdash, you're in Eretz Yisrael, now go complete. Do the Mikdash, build it, be makdish it. Then there's a time where I can't even put in the work, but at least I put in the ratzon. So Rabbi Nishlam builds it, and he comes at the end, and he says, okay, just knock in the last nail, so I can give you the kavod and the hergish, b'samcheinu b'sikunai, b'samcheinu b'sikunai. This, Rabbi Isai, is the lessons of Mikdash and Malach. Malach doesn't mean walk around with wings. Malach means with ratzon. Ritzeinenu, our ratzon is like, to the best of what we could do. In the Mishkan, this was as far as we were able to do. In the Mikdash, this was as far. And in the third base HaMikdash, this is as far as we could do. This is as far as we could do, and that is beratzin that we should want. Let's pack a bizoicha. Meheir yibane amikdash. Bizoicha to the third binyan amikdash.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.